Rashi, Chavod Mar Aleph, in Bishum Sholosh or Sholosh, the Kamal Tuba Gimel Etzbos. Those in a Balach of Tuba of Gimel by Gimel means anything which comes out of the eighth doesn't have a lock of tumma of sholosh or sholosh, three etzbos or three etzbos. It's not large enough to make a tumma, with the exclusion of pishtan. Sachin boy, soko. Hoyle be'enam a kabbal tumma, since that's therefore such a kabbal tumma, you can use it for schach. Dame Sachem and Dabra Makabal Tumo, Kilafina business of the Sukha, me Gurn Ho, me Yigrecho, the Pselis of the Gurn and the Yakub, which are not Makabal Tumo. So it means, even though I have something which in a larger size would be Makabal Tumo, but if in this size it's not Makabal Tumo, so I can use it. So theoretically that should come out. Pishtun, which is less than Sholosh or Sholosh, would also be acceptable because it's not Makabal Tumo. Tosis questions that. The problem is the Gemara in Sukkah says Sicha b'matlonios shem ben sholosh or sholosh is psula. So it says that was something that it was ready. It was in a beged which was larger, and it was taken out. The pieces were taken out from a beged, which is even though they're not sholosh or sholosh, but they were taken from a beged, which at one point in time was already written to Makabel Tuma. So then. It remains possible. But if it was, you have Chila made something, piece of pishtun less than Gimel al Gimel, you could use it for, in your schach. Chusi pishtun, Yafin al Kamon, the Ikri eights. It's referred to, pishtun is called eights. That's why it's fair to discuss it under the topic of eights. The Makawal to Mr. Goyim. Now, Unan, we had before, was they still hadn't the they were still the facts were still embedded in the pieces from the plant. So I can't use it even in that stage. Now that's b'chal not processed. So it's hard to understand exactly how we understand that halacha. But when we get there more, we'll talk about it. Okay. Shmuel Lozer, the Tana of Shmuel, Amar Dabar Echad. Tobias said that Shmuel Lozer and the Tana of Shmuel are saying the same thing. So Shmuel Lozer says that with the exception of Pishtun, eighth is not Makabel Tumo. The Mehecha, the Taisi, the Reb Shimon, the Mutei Shabra got him Mitumo. Ilav, the Islay, Hodatan, that which she says, that other materials, Hodatan Tumo, were not for the fact that he learns out from Hodatan Reb Shmuel, Tan Reb Shmuel's source that the Torah says Sarah Pishtun means only Sarah Pishtun and nothing else. So if I make it out of a different material, so it's not going to create it in Tumma. Therefore, Hilchot Yetzim and Eitz is now. If one, so what Abai is saying is the Yetzim and Eitz is Lav Davka Nokat. It's not only Yetzim and Eitz doesn't have it in a Sholosh or Sholosh, but who would in the Nutz Shal Izim? You make it out of goat's hair. The v'chol midi the lav tzemer pishim, anything which is not wool or linen. Who? Body the nokot yetzim and eighth and yitzukah nokot lo namer than yitzuma. So what Abai is including us in, it's lav dafka yetzim and eighth. According to this, they were saying it's the same as tanur v'shmol. It's anything besides tzemer pishim. Halom and nemer begodim b'taras tam. So tanur v'shmol said it says in the Torah begodim. In general, without defining what they are, kind of tumas shrotzim. It's tumas meis tuxiv. But tumas shrotzim. It says oibeged or ubemeis. It says v'chol beged v'chol kliyor. Same b'shich v'zera v'chol beged v'chol arusher yiyalav b'shich v'zora. But tzitzis. It says al kafevik dehem. So the Torah uses the word beged without clarifying what it means. But one place, the Tubas the Goyim, This is a beggar fi yeboi neged saras. That's a cloud. Be beged semra or be beged pishtim. That's a prat. So we call it prat. And we call it the mashar prat. So here we see by Thomas Nagoyim that beged is referring specifically to semra beged semra pishtim. So now. Have a mamatzinu. If over here the Torah explained beged means semer pishtim, throughout the Torah, whenever it says the word beged, it means semer pishtim. Okay. Samor says that Rava said, however, they're not exactly the same. Because it's a din of shloisha al shloisha by other begotten. According to Shimon Lozo, there is. According to Tanur Rishmol, there is not. The Shimon Islay, the Behedya Tana, ain't by Mishum Shalosh or Sholosh, which means the Mimadayik, three etzbos with three etzbos, not Al Shloisha, but three Tvachim with three Tvachim, the Chazi Afla Shirim, such a size of a piece of material, even an Osher would use, whereas the size of Gimel, something large, only Gimel etzbos, or larger to the point of three tefachim, an usher would not use, only an onan would use. So it doesn't have a cheshivas of a beged to it, this piece of material, because an usher would throw it out. Mitame, but if it has 3x3 already, which for everybody that's considered a usable piece of material, so that's large enough to be makabel tuma. Come on, yolof minole, behu tuma klal, helm and goyim yolof. If you're learning out from the Goyim, where it only says Semer Pishtim, how in the world can you tell me? But by Neitz Shalizim, if it's 3x3, 3 Tvachim by 3 Tvachim, it's yes, Makabel Tumah. But the source is something which doesn't differentiate between any size. It says Semer Pishtim, period. Okay, now, so the question maybe he doesn't learn out from the Goyim. The Lo Yolif in the Goyim. Because if you would tell me that Shimon Lozat does not learn from the Goyim, so where does he get this right to say Pishtim is different than everything else? The only source is from the fact that by the Goyim the Torah said Pishtim and not anything else. So we see, well, so if you're learning out already, Pishtim is different, and that's why it only has Sholosh or Sholosh. So maybe it's also only one which has Sholosh or Sholosh either. It's only one which has Tuma. So I have to have a different source. Some person say I have a different source. Okay. Zot. Now, according to Abaya, however, Abaya disagrees with this. Abaya holds that according to Shimon ben Elazar, even Shlesh al Shlesh is not Tome. Even Shlesh al Tvachim by Shlesh al Tvachim is not Tome. It's only din of Semer Pishtim and nothing else. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, so if why did he discuss Sholosh or Sholosh by Pishtim? You could have discussed Sholosh or Sholosh. It says that nothing has the Tuma of Sholosh or Sholosh except for Pishtim. That would have been a fair statement also. The second half of the answer is that I want to tell you that by Pishtim Sholosh three etzbos or three etzbos is Yatome. So if I'm focusing on excluding, I could have excluded even three Tvachim by three Tvachim. I'm excluding to tell you what Pishtim does have. It only has the only thing which has a Tumah of 3x3 is Pishtim. 3x3 etzbos. Something more. The Kuliyama Mias. Well, it's about 8 lines now. Everybody, however, agrees Shalosh Hashalosh B'Temer Pishtim Mitame B'Negoyim. Minola, even three etzbos is enough, is large enough to make a kabel tumah if it's made out of tzemer or pishtim. How do we know that? The Torah talks about a baget. This is not a baget. Tamalamer v'ha baget. So you're right. Just the baget, word baget alone would exclude something which is three etzbos by three etzbos. But there's an extra phrase of v'ha baget, the vav and the hey. It's extra to tell me to marba three tvachim, three etzbos by three etzbos. Mar says ve'ema the rabbis shlisha shlisha. Maybe the Rebbe of the Pasuk is coming to Marba, which is only is 3 Tvachim by 3 Tvachim, which is fit to use by anybody. They had that level of Choshibas of a piece of material, so that's Mekabotum. That's the Rebbe. Something which only a Niyam would use, and a Shem would throw out. So the Gabi them, it's Bechal, not Kosher. Maybe that's not Mekabotum. What gave you the right to learn out from this Pasuk, even 3 Etzbos by 3 Etzbos? The verse says, Lav Kavacharmahu isn't 3 Tvachim by 3 Tvachim by Kavacharmah. In other words, therefore, I don't need the pasuk for that. See, even though there's a concept that the Torah would write a pasuk for something which you could derive from a Kavacharmah, but if I have an alternative drasha for the pasuk, I prefer using that in general. Mr. also Kavacharmah Torah because of the cross, not of the Chalkil of the Gepshat. We prefer to say the pasuk is telling me something other than that which we could really already know from a Kavacharmah. So what's the kal? So therefore, 3 Tvachim and 3 Tvachim, we can derive from a kal b'charmah, which we'll see what that is in a second. So the extra pasuk has come to marba but 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos. What's the kal b'charmah? So we're talking about by the psukim by tzaras. Tzaras has a fascinating din that shesi and orever mekabel tumah, which means even though it's still on the loom, it has not been made into a beggar at all. And you just have the chassis, which is the piece, the that's the one that you're set up on the loom, much in a foundation, Levin Shasiya, chassis. So even though it's, they're just set up on the loom as is, and the orif is the one that's go through. So you have orif thread, which you're going to use to put through. So it's a kabel tumah. So how's the chassis, but orif is mitame. Shlesh al shlesh, my boy. So Tosha says, when maybe the Kiddush Shesti Orev, you have sitting over there enough material to make a baggage. So that's Makabal Tuma. But where do you see shlesh al shlesh is a Kabal Chermer from Shesti Orev. So Tosha says that in Svora, the Gemara held that something which is already woven, even though it's smaller, is still more significant in Choshev than a large amount of thread which potentially can make a beggar, but it's nowhere near on its way. Whereas a piece of 3x3, which is already woven, is more Choshev. So the Gemara held to valid Kabbal Chaimer. So I can know 3 Tvachim by 3 Tvachim from the Kabbal Chaimer. So I need the extra pasuk for even 3 Etzbos or 3 Etzbos.
This means even before you start to weave it.
Just even before you start to weave it, right. The Gemara says, Hihachi, well, you know what? Shalosh al shalosh nami, lazy b'kabel chermer. Why don't you learn out 3 etzbos or 3 etzbos? Also the kabel chermer. Shesi, or nothing woven at all. This is woven 3 etzbos or 3 etzbos. Ella the Gemara says, no. Shloish al shloish the chazu bein lashir bein laniim asa bekabel chermer. Shloish al shloish 3 etzbos laniim hu the chazu. The shir and the chazu. An usher is not maksha that usher throws it out that size. And on the other hand, will not. An usher would layasa bekabel chermer. Yeah. So the more so that's the level of Cheshibas of that only a Neiman use it, not a Shirim use it, we can't argue is necessarily more Chomer, more logical than the Shesti of Orev of a large amount, which, now, once you, now the halach is once you're Marba from the pasuk, three etzbos or three etzbos. So the Mishnah says in the Goyim, so if you have a shesi thread or an orif thread large enough just to make three etzbos or three etzbos, it's also tamei, because that's the shear of what you have to that you have to make. But that's only once we know the pasuk b'mar about that. Okay. Where it says time of the kasrei kro, holo kasrei kro, lagamina b'kal b'cher. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the end of that thought. So it's only because the Torah wrote it. If it didn't Torah didn't write it, we wouldn't learn it from the kal b'cher. For the merkash of emel the rabbis. Okay, that's the end of that thought. Emel, new question. Emel the rabbis shloisha shloisha. Maybe the pasuk of Vehabega, the extra above and the hay, is not coming to Marba three etzbos or three etzbos. Maybe it's coming to Marba three tochim or three tochim, which you said, that's a svara. So by Tzemer Pishtim, I don't have no need to be Marba. But maybe it's coming to Marba other begotten, other materials, but the larger size, three tochim or three tochim. So Vehemel Rabba Shalosh Shalosh Shabashar begotten. Amar Krah, Begat Semer, Upishtim. Begat Semer, Pishtim, in Midiach Rini Lo. I can't say it's coming to Mar, but something else. I have a different post that says Begat Semer, Upishtim. It's stressing only those and nothing else. And where it says no. Begat Semer, Pishtim, in Midiach Rini Lo. First, I don't like that. I would suggest the following. Maybe that what you're saying, there's something significant, extraordinary. I have a ribuy of a bag. I have something extraordinary about Davkin Semer Pishtim. That's talking about three etzvos or three etzvos. By three etzvos or three etzvos, which is significant that even Russia would use it. That I should be marber from the habaget. That applies even to other materials. More says, there's Mishalosh or Sholosh. The meat is coming to exclude three etzbos with three etzbos. Avo Shlosh or Shlosh. The three Tvachim and three Tvachim, Mitame, it should be Mitame even by other begotten, other materials. So my answer is Tremel Tixivi, it says it twice. It says Begat Semer Oibe Begat Pishtim. And the one we quoted before, Begat Semer U Pishtim. So you have two Psukim which say only Semer and Pishtim, and nothing else. So Chadamut is Mishalosh Shalosh. Chadamut is Mishalosh Shalosh. The first one tells me that only Tzemer Pishtim have Shalosh Shalosh, and other begotten don't have Shalosh Shalosh. And then you have a second post that tells me not only that, that the other begotten don't even have the name of Shalosh Shalosh. Only Tzemer Pishtim has that. In general, those have a shirim would assume as halachah mashmi sinai. The din of shalosh shpos, shalosh shpos. But what's interesting is that the Gemara keeps tying it in, you know, over here and other places. When the Mishnah is kelim already, you get involved in this. And it keeps saying the missing chazalaniim, chazalashirim. So it seems to be there's some element of a swara behind it. They say that you're being marba, that earth. But I don't read the word baga means a garment, a full baga. I'm having some type of ribbon being marba that is lavdak, a full garment. Even it means a piece of material is also makavotum. It has a potential to be made. So the Kohen Moor says, well. So something which a person relates to as a piece of material, so it has a chashiv as a piece of material. So therefore, it's a makabal tumah. Something which people relate to as a piece of garbage, so it's not makabal tumah. So less than three, it's supposed to three, it's supposed nobody relates to as, it's every test is a piece of garbage and throws it out. that's by three it's both as both. There are at least the neem which say, well, that's material. I can make it, you know, a lot of little patches of that stuff, and I can make a beggar out of it. Asher says, I'm not going to use that. So it seems to be that the Mor is tied into Svara. That this is the defining element of the Rebbe of the Pasuk. Has there's a certain size which comes to the defining element. I saw quoted a Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says, well, let's say Taka, you make a full baggage, but it's less than three etzbos or three etzbos. Maybe Makabal Kumba. Piece of clothing for for a dollar or something. But it's a full thing. So it's a beggar.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, let's say you make it, you know, a finger cut, you know. So that's a beggar. You know, it's made to wear in the body. It's used. It functions as a beggar. Passion toys clothing. Mentioned toys clothing. What dinner would have, you know, Gabi Hilfus Tumas Begotten. It's a kli, it's used to play with. So I'm not sure whether it didn't bag it or not. But you mean someone which a person would actually wear on their body, make a little thing to cover the baby's hand, you know, it should go before it goes outside, you know, a little mitten. It's not three exposed, it's three exposed. But it's, it would be Makabal Tumas, because it's a beggar. Okay. Rabbi said that Shimon Lazar holds that by other begadim 3x3 does exist. It's only shalosh al shalosh which doesn't exist. So. But we're assuming Shimon Lazar is differentiating between Samar and Pishtim and everything else in regards to Shalosh or Shalosh, but he starts with Nagoyim and says it's excluded by Nagoyim, that the Kiddush of three it's supposed to be exposed is only by Samar Pishtim and not by anything else. But Shalosh or Shalosh he agrees with. Now, Shalosh or Shalosh, so the Rabbi Damer Shlosha Shlosha B'Shar Begodim Ike Benar L'Shemen Lozer Islay Tadar B'Shemol Leslay Shlosha Shlosha L'Shar Begodim Minole. So how did Shimon Lozer know Shlosha Shlosha B'Shar Begodim? In other words, the Gemara before was only responding to maybe the Pasuk B'Habegad is being Marbit. The answer is I wouldn't say that because I've been meant to saying B'Daf Gana. So I can't use Habegatim Arbit, so how would I know it? Morris says, Nafka, he learned it out, me, Oi Begat. The word Oi Begat is, the Oi extra word Oi is a reaper. Titania Begat, and the Ella Begat. It says the word Begat, I think it's only Begat. Shalosh, 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 Hashem Begotim, in high in this price, it says, how do you know? 3x3 by other Begotim, Tamalamra, Oi Begat, the word Oi Begat. Now, Rashi takes out the word Tanya. It's Rava talking. He's saying it's Pshat. He's just explaining what he meant. Avaya hai oi begad mai obid lei. Mi boiler the rabbi sholosh al sholosh b'tzemer pishtim the matama b'shrotzim rabbi v'rabbi goli rachman gabi the goyim who are in the shrotzim. Yes, let's finish off the Gemara and then we'll see Rashi. Okay, so what is a bai? So Abaya says, I need the Reba to remember that it's not only halacha by Nagoyim, it's by other it's by other tumas also. Rabbi says, no, Rabbi says, Goli Rachmana Gamin Nagoyim, who is in the Shotzim. Abaya says, no, there's a Mamasinah. I said, Ikal Mifrachim. Mamatzino, I have a pircha of the Mamatzino. Malagoyim should have came, Shasi Borim, Matame Behem. There's a chumrah that Nagoyim have that even a Shasi Borim is Tomei, which doesn't apply to any other tumor. So, Vesheret touches a Shasi, it's not Tomei. You remember, even three etzbos, it makes sense. By Nagoyim, which have this chumrah that you don't need to bag it anyway, you just need potential, you know, so three etzbos also. But by Shrotzim, where Shasi Rav is not mitame, it doesn't become tame. So who adin, I would say three etzbos. Even though it's made out of tamer or pishim, but it's not makabel tumah by other tumas. Three etzbos. Three tzvachim, three tzvachim. That's the equivalent of a baggage already. But three etzbos is not. So I would say that it's not makabel tumah. So what does Rava say back? Itzach odaitzach negoyim chamiri. If you're telling me what you're saying is correct, that a nega is more chomer. And I say I wouldn't be able to learn out shrotzim from the goyim. So then, let's rechmona gabi shrotzim aleisin the goyim at minayu. If then you're saying it does apply to both, you're just saying how to get there. So I have a great idea. What are you raising that extra pasuk? Are you begging? Let the Torah write the din of shalosh by shrotzim, and I'll learn out the goyim from shrotzim. Elamai, you see that the Torah is not saying one is more logical than the other, and if I would use a Mamasina to learn from the Goyim to Shvat. That's not as much as I can argue that the Goyim are more Chomer than Shvatzim, and I cannot learn out from the Goyim to Shvatzim. So you're saying, well, so just write it by Shvatzim already. Well, the problem is, if I write it by Shvatzim, I wouldn't learn out from Shvatzim Nagoyim either, because there is a point where I see a Chumrah in Shvatzim, which I don't see over Nagoyim, that the shear of Tumah by Shvatzim is the size of an adash, of a lentil. And the shear of Tumah by Nega, the size of the actual sheretz which causes tumah can be even a piece of a sheretz the size of a kadash. By nega, the size of a nega which generates tumah has to be the size of a gris, which is half of a certain size of a bean, but that bean was a much larger bean than a lentil. So I find a chumrah by shrotzim over a negoyin in the size of the item where it generates tumah. So if I say that regards to the lach as being makabel tumah, I would tell you something, a piece of tzemer or pishtim, three etzbos is makabel tumah from a shrotzim. By shrotzim, I said, yeah, because the Torah is machmer in regards to shrotzim in general, that it generates tumah very easily, even from a very small size of metameh, so who didn't have a very small size for the mistameh? That which comes to me, but I wouldn't learn out to the going, which require a larger share to create tumah, maybe they require a larger share to accept tumah. Sakrashi. The Kuli Alma. Ben Labaya, it's about halfway down the page. Rashi on the Chuf, Vavam Abayis. The Kuli Alma, Ben Labaya, Ben Labaya, Libra the Hanitan Noy. Both of them agree that there's a din of Sholosh or Sholosh. Right, Tzemer and Pishtim. So how do you know that? So Beged, Engli Yabba, Klarm, Iyabba Kassav, Benagoyim, Beged, if Torah had written the word Beged, not Veha Beged, but rather the word Beged, Engli Yabba, the Metame, Benagoyim, Ella Beged, Sholom, I'd say the Torah is a full Beged, full up and running, functioning Beged, is Mekabal Tumah, Bezehu. So how do I know even more? I have an extra pasuk of Veha, Levav and Ehe. More than maybe for three Tfachim. Mm-hmm. Hashem lecha azin. Ema pira natsniya. Mitzvah mevat lelahu. Loi osim mekabel kham. So the Morris is three tvachim. You know from mekabel kham. The Morris is figure out three. It's supposed to be mekabel kham. But they're more chashav than chassi morg. This is another that. Because Hashem, we're going to throw the thing out. They're not going to put it away, but they make it considered worthless. So you ask them a kabbalah, and they can't learn from a kabbalah. Tell me, because must go to the Purusha of the Milsi. This is all still the end of the last thought. And it's written not as a question, but as it's written not as bitamiya, with an inflection of a voice of question, but rather you read an inflection of a voice of relaxing. Minichusa, klamer hilchah time at the kosev kruah ba'beg of the ribiyinu. You want to know why you need an extra pasuk, and now I understand why you need an extra pasuk, because I can't learn it out from a kabbalah. Now the more came along and asked the kasha, "Emel the rabbis shalosh or shalosh b'shav begodim." Maybe. The vav and the hay is come to the marba shloisha al shloisha by shepherd God. And not shalosh al shalosh. Some are crow begat some are pishta. Some pishta means nothing else. Maybe it's come to only might from 3x3 etzbos. 3x3 tzvachim is matame. No, it's too much. Where are we going with this? And therefore, other begodim, there is a din of shloshah shloshah. Passes you read the Gemara, and the Gemara is saying, so I have the Reba, he's coming to Marba, Shloisha, Shloisha, Tvachim, by other Begadim. There's no Reba to Marba, 3x3, that's both, by Tzemer Pishim, and it's not Matame. That's the Gemara's Kash. The problem with that is, that's still the Gemara's next question. Maybe the Mead is only by 3x3, but 3x3, that's both. But 3x3, Tvachim, other Begadim are Matame. So I mean, Tzemer Pishtim, it's saying only Tzemer Pishtim and nothing else. Maybe that means only Tzemer Pishtim have three etzbos or three etzbos, and nothing else has three etzbos or three etzbos. But if you talk already, that applies to everything. Right? Correct.
You've got a pasuk that says, you've got a color process, you know.
The more saying, I'm still arguing that the Vav Hey is called the Marba of the Begadim. No matter what it's made out of, and we're arguing that three Tvachim is equivalent to a bag. That seems to be some type of a Kalvachar. I says only Tzemer Pishtim. That's why 3x3. 3x3, I suppose. That's the more is suggesting. That's the more it's next kasha. So Rashi says this kasha. Ve'ema shlo rav shlo 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 begadim shlo shlo b'tzemer pishtim mitame ikal b'chemer. And I'll say 3x3 etzbos is mitame based on the kal b'chemer. Not like I said before. Vay ribuya the shlo 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 also the shem begadim. Maybe the ribu is called the marba three tzvachim by shem begadim. And there's no din of three, it's supposed to be three, it's by them. And Tzemer Pishtim, would you have him at Tame? Where do I get that from? I don't have a Reba to be Marbid, because I'm using the Reba to be Marbid, it's Tvachim, Tvachim, my other Begadim, by other materials. So we started out with Begad only means a Begad, not three, it's supposed to be three, it's supposed. Three, Tvachim, Tvachim, I can figure out from a Kalvach Hermer, but three, it's supposed to be three, it's supposed. I can't figure out from a Kalvach Hermer. I'm saying that I have a ribui, but it's not for that, it's for all the materials, Tvachim, Tvachim. So Pasha, you left with nothing to tell me three etzbos to three etzbos. So Rashi knows kavacharm. The more before, throughout the kavacharm. Rashi is learning the more, suggesting maybe we're wrong. Maybe the kavacharm is valid. Tyson says, I mean, you can't do that. He told me the kavacharm wasn't valid. It wasn't valid. So the Morris Kash over here is saying maybe there's no rebate here, but three etzbos to three etzbos, and it doesn't exist. So I'll tell you, by other regard, 3x3 Tvachim does exist. I'm not saying Tosfos correctly. The Gemara is relating to it as if the person was asking the question, "Bimar b'tzivah tochem b'tzivah tochem everything else," and not bimar b'tzivah it's supposed to be supposed at all. So the Gemara says you can't do that. It says semer pishtim. So there's something which semer pishtim may have unique over against everything else. So if you're telling me that your marba three tochem b'tzivah tochem everything else, it's supposed to be doesn't exist by even semer pishtim. So what's semer pishtim telling me that? What way is Semer Pishtim unique against everything else? So Morris saying, Echonami. Okay, so maybe that uniqueness isn't three etzbos or three etzbos. That's Morris' next kash. We're coming back in Semer. Prat, Achad Klal, remember the Filo Godel, the Sharminim, Lamentam, Benagoyim. Even if it's a full size thing, but it's a different material, it's only Semer Pishtim and not anything else. That which I was saying only Tzara Pishtim is unique and not anything else, that's referring to three etzbos or three etzbos. The Tzara Pishtim, also the Kavachar Meshasabarth. And that's only Tzara Pishtim and not anything else. Maybe three etzbos, by Shara things. I should be marbit from the word Rabbegit. So Mars is Tremu Tixibi, Chasim Tixibi, Begit, Tzara Pishtim. So again, the stress is only Tzarapishtim. They tell you there's no din of even Shlosh or Shlosh or anything else. The Mora says, Kran Shimon Lazar, that does, way Rabbah learns, in Shimon Lazar, not Baya, that Baya says they're saying the same thing. Rabbah says, no, he holds three Tvachim and three Tvachim. Kran Shimon Lazar does exist by other things. Where does that come from? Menalei Rav Shimon Shum Tuma B'Shar Begadim Ha'el B'Shar Begadim Hastumim the Maiden Haman Minam Mefurish. You agree that by it comes to three etzbos, it's only Semer and nothing else, because it says only Semer and nothing else, because it's Semer. And I learned it out through any Tuma, that's the law. So how may Marbe Shar it's only Semer Pishtim and nothing else? How may Marbe yes three Tzvachim and three Tzvachim? It says, that's a ribu. Tanya Lugasina. In Akaras, eat Tanya. Dimas Nisa, he was a bride, say, Hechi Poligalo, Abai, Akabai, Argiv, Umar, me boy, lay the Shalosh, or Shalosh. Morris says, what's bad by that? Is that someone didn't tell you, didn't Shalosh, or Shalosh? By Shrotzim. The price is not like that. And by saying that's not correct. But the price says it is. Teretz is no. El Drosha the Rava, the Yonak curse the word the Tanya. It's Rava making his own Drosha. So Bai says, oh yeah, beggars, we marry, but by Shrotzim, to tell you, by Shrotzim also, there's a din of three etzbos, with three etzbos, with Semer Pishtim, not coming to be marry, but three tochim, with three tochim, by Shabbat. So Rabbi says, no, Kol Rachmona ben Goyim, the Rabbi mean, va beggar, we marry from beggar, but what din of Shrotzim, you learn out Shrotzim from the Goyim, the Kibin, the Ksib, behen beggar, ki hasim, mean, how you're feeling, but you're not, the same way, over here, when it says Beged, it's Lav Dafka Beged, it's also three, it's supposed to be as well. So, also, So Bai says no. Shrotzim ain't shesi borders in time of Behem. The begging sibahu uloy shesi. It doesn't mention shesi borders. So we're learning it out. So Rabbi says no. If your argument is right, then the goyim is more chamer because it's chesed order, and you can't learn out from. And that's the only reason I wrote it, because it's more chamer. The Torah wants it by both. The Torah wrote twice to be marbe the same thing. So Rabbi, Gaval Naval, it's a waste of the Torah. Just be marbe, write it by Shrotzim and learn out the Gram from Shrotzim. The Gram Chamiri, the Torah Mona, Bahai Rebuya, Beshrotzim, Velish Shikmir Rebuya, the Babegad Ben Agoyim. And learn out the Gram from Shrotzim. Torah says, no, it's not what's coming for. El Rosh Achriti also, it's coming for something else. And Rabbi says, no, I can't learn out from Shrotzim to Nagoyim, the Bechadash, and Nagoyim being a Kigris. Shrotzim being a Kadash, which is smaller than a Kigris. The Mishnah says in the Goyim that a Shaz of a Gris is an area on the person's body, which would area where 36 hairs would grow, 9 by 4. Six by six. And Kadasha is the size of 4 by 4 hairs. So it's much smaller.